Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL, a Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News.
Across the Congress, plane crash. I'm Elliot Francis. President Trump is expected to offer a glimpse of his budget plans, including a massive boost in defense spending, when he makes his first address to a joint session of Congress tonight. Stacey Cohen reports.
President Trump's full budget plan will be revealed Tuesday night, but he provided a preview during a speech to the National Governors Association. Defense spending gets a $54 billion boost at the expense of non-defense programs and foreign aid. White House Budget Director Mick Mulvaney says the president is just fulfilling his promise to keep Americans safe. The Environmental Protection Agency is bracing for cuts, while Democrats are preparing for a budget battle. The president makes his formal budget proposal during his first address to a joint session of Congress. In Washington, I'm Stacey Cohan reporting.
In California, 3 people are dead, 2 are injured after a small plane carrying a family crashed into 2 homes. It's not clear if anyone was in the homes during the crash. I'm Elliot Francis. The chair of the House Intelligence Committee says he doesn't want to probe into alleged contacts between Russians and the Trump campaign personnel to turn into a witch hunt. Bob Costantini explains.
He's the top Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee, wondering why the chair, Devin Nunes, was adhering to the White House request to put out in public there was no evidence of significant contacts between Trump campaign aides and Russian officials. Adam Schiff of California thinks it's a bad idea.
Because when you confirm a report or you deny a report, you tell something about the evidence you're receiving.
Schiff went out of his way to have a news conference, effectively keeping the unconfirmed speculation alive. Bob Costantini, Capitol Hill.
A judge from Georgia has sentenced 2 people to lengthy prison terms for their role in disrupting a black child's birthday party by waving Confederate flags, making racial slurs and armed threats. A 26-year-old man was sentenced to 13 years in prison. A 25-year-old woman was sentenced to 6 years. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. President Trump's proposed spending increases and cuts in the federal budget may have more than a few local governments starting to panic.
The big increase in defense spending doesn't necessarily mean good things for the D.C. region.
If it all goes to shipbuilding, it doesn't benefit us a bit.
Says Dr. Stephen Fuller of George Mason Center for Regional Analysis. But the matching decrease in other federal agencies is already worrying D.C. and Arlington.
They're concerned about reductions in federal housing money. We certainly need to be concerned about support for education and school lunch programs.
But don't expect sequester 2.0, Fuller says.
Whether it's a cutback or an increase, the impacts aren't quite as impactful as they used to be because we're a little more diversified.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
President Trump's speech to Congress tonight is expected to focus on his budget, but George Washington University professor Gary Nordlinger says we should listen not only to what Mr. Trump says, but how he says it.
I think that's what's going to be most unusual, is not what's in this speech, but the tone of the speech. I think he will be challenging the Congress to put the interests of the forgotten men and women of this country ahead of their own special interests.
You can, of course, hear the president's speech to Congress live tonight at 9, right here on WMAL. A Maryland Senate committee holds a hearing today on what to do about a soon-to-expire moratorium on fracking. Among those against extending the ban on the controversial natural gas extraction method is Western Maryland Delegate Wendell Beitzel.
There is, though, an ongoing discussion here, and we're trying to figure out a way to prevent the fracking ban from passing, because once it passes in Maryland, that's it.
Supporters of a fracking ban, however, are planning a rally of their own in Annapolis today before that committee hearing. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,837, the NASDAQ at 5,862. Sports, 23rd-ranked Virginia upsets number 5 North Carolina. Unranked Virginia Tech beats number 25 Miami, and Howard wins. The Wizards host the Warriors tonight. The Caps are in New York. Exhibition baseball, the Nats and O's both lose. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
American homeowners have seen an average of an almost 15% increase in their home equity since 2004. Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and this store of opportunity has created over $4.2 trillion in tappable home equity. What this means for you is that if you've tried to refinance to remove PMI or are looking to cash out some of your home's equity, the time to act is now. Fannie Mae guidelines have changed this year to allow you to take more cash out of your home than in the past. With interest rates hovering at near record lows, but expectations of rising this year, you can't afford to wait. We'll meet or beat any advertised special on this very station. Call one of our local, licensed, and ethical loan officers today before this door closes for good. Our phone number is 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
5:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And we're off to a good start. 66 out of Gainesville through Roslyn. No problems on the Greenway, Toll Road, and the Beltway. Virginia and Maryland checking out just fine this early on. Of course, watching for some work crews. Be careful if you're heading DC 295 northbound at speed past the work zones. You always want to keep the speed low, slower. Northbound 295 as you come up to Benning. They block the right lane. Also, Rock Creek Parkway north of Virginia Avenue. Work crews are still out there. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Showers today, this afternoon, maybe a thunder shower near 70 degrees. A little rain early tonight, maybe a thunderstorm 60. And scattered showers and thunderstorms tomorrow, especially in the afternoon. Some storms severe, 78 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 37 in Centerville, 41 degrees in Damascus, 50 degrees in Washington. President Trump goes to Capitol Hill tonight. Can he sell Congress a deal? See the video at WMAL.com and hear the speech tonight at 9 on WMAL. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. And good morning. It is 5:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk on this Tuesday morning. Coming up on the show, we have James Carafano from the Heritage Foundation, who'll be joining us to talk about defense spending and ISIS. Roger Stone joining us to talk about Trump's speech tonight. He'll talk to us about that. Nani Darwish will be joining us to talk about Islam. And Larry Kudlow, of course, from CNBC. He will also cover Trump's speech tonight and the budget, Trump's proposed budget. So we've got a lot coming up. Good morning, Brian Wilson. How are you?
Good morning to you.
So, Trump investigation. Everybody wants an investigation. Special prosecutor, we're talking special prosecutor, into Trump's alleged ties with Russia. Should we just do it to shut the Democrats up? Do we give it to them? Or do we say there is no there there? As California Representative Devin Nunes said during a press gaggle, he said there's nothing there. He has no, his campaign advisors did not make improper contact with Russian agents prior to the election. It is not there. So do we do it just to shut them up and prove that there's nothing there? 888-630-WMAL, 888-630-9625. Brian, do we do an investigation, get a special prosecutor just to shut the Democrats up and prove that there are no Trump ties to Russia?
Well, what do you think?
What do I think? I think that it's ridiculous to give them that. Well, it's a double-edged sword. If you don't give it to them, they're going to beat the drum forever and ever and ever. If you do give it to them and you prove there's nothing there, they'll find some tiny little thing, or they're just going to move on to something else. And this is how they're going to obstruct. So do you feed into the obstruction on one hand, or do you just say absolutely nothing and just let them keep screaming and baying at the moon? I don't know.
Well, here's my take on it. I mean, in Washington, D.C., it seems that there are the mainstream media has the ability to cover about one big story a day. And I don't know why that is, but that seems to be the case. If there is one big story, right. It seems to suck up all the oxygen in this town. And so if you were to say, well, we're going to have an investigation to find out whether or not there was an improper relationship relationship between the Trump campaign and the Russian government, well, you are opening up a can of worms that is going to cause everybody in this town to focus endlessly on that one story. And ultimately, it may go for months and months and months
and months,
and you come up with the end result that there was no there there. Well, you have diverted the attention of the entire country for 6 months when there are bigger fish to fry, in my mind. So my opinion about this is, I do understand this idea, well, if you got nothing to hide, then go ahead and get it over with. But the problem is, in this town, it will, even if there's no there there, it is going to become the topic of conversation each and every day that that investigation is ongoing. If you could put a time limit on it and say, you got 2 weeks, make your, you know, find, you know, ask all the questions, decide if there's any basis for this. But here's the thing. So far, it appears to me that the people who have asked the question are getting the answer, we don't see anything.
Right.
We don't have any evidence. Now, the person is in charge of the House Intelligence Committee has been asked this question endlessly. And he said, I have asked all of the relevant agencies who would have such intelligence. This is things like, you know, the CIA, the National Security Agency, other people who monitor communications around the world. You know, are there any signs of contact between the Trump campaign and the Russians? And the answer seems to be coming back, at least initially, not that we have found. Now, they haven't said it's all over with. We have also now learned that the FBI has initially, in their investigation, found that they see nothing wrong. Now, they're not saying their investigation is complete, but at least initially, the word is that a lot of the reporting you're hearing about this is bad reporting. So I'm sort of the mindset, if you think there's some there there, show me the there there, and then we can go forward. Otherwise, in my estimation, it's a bad idea to conduct this investigation at all.
Well, but you know what's going to happen? If you allow the Democrats to do this, they're going to move on to Trump's tax returns. Well, we need to see his tax returns to see if he's had business dealings with Russia.
Right.
That's going to be the next thing. Mm-hmm. On the upside, if this goes on for like 6 months, it's like putting a piece of double-sided tape on a child's hand. The Democrats can just sit there playing with this investigation for 6 months. That's where all the media attention will be, and Trump can get stuff done. So there could actually be a positive to this. 888-630-9625 is the number. 888-630-WMAL. So I can see a good side to this. I can see a bad side to this. And as you said, having for this taking 6 months and going on, and the press just totally running after that. You know, here's the bright, shiny object, and all the squirrels go off, and, you know, squirrel, they all go that way. That could be good, and that can work in Trump's favor, because he then can do other things that they're not going to be paying attention to, because they're so hell-bent on finding the boogeyman under the bed that they're convinced is there, because they have to explain their loss. It can't be that their candidate was bad. It can't be all the obvious things. It must be because of the Russians. It must be because of someone else. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Les in Waldorf. Les, welcome. Good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall with Mary and Brian. Hi, how are you?
Good welcome, and welcome, Mary.
Thank you.
To the area.
Yeah, hi.
First, I'd like to say, honestly, I don't trust the Justice Department. I think it's one-sided, but a good example of that would be, even when there's nothing there, you saw what happened to Scooter Libby.
That's true. Yeah. So you think that they'll find something, even if it's not really there, that they'll latch onto something, or something will be taken out of context and it'll be someone's going to be driven out.
Exactly.
So don't open the door.
I would not.
I get that. Les, thank you so much, and thank you for listening this morning.
Yeah, Sean,
I get what he's saying.
Yeah, Sean Spicer was asked about this yesterday. Here is Sean Spicer responding to questions. I mean, it seems like every day there's a whole series of questions about this, and here's Sean Spicer.
Should there be a special prosecutor? Darrell Issa has called for a special prosecutor to look into this.
Right, and I guess my question would be, a special prosecutor for what?
Look into the Russia connection.
And I guess
he was part of the campaign, Sessions was part of the campaign.
I understand, but here's my question, Jonathan. We have now for 6 months heard story after story come out about unnamed sources say the same thing over and over again, and nothing's come of it. Right? We've heard the same people, the same anecdotes, and we've heard reports over and over again. And as Chairman Nunes very clear today, he has seen nothing that corroborates that. So at what point you've got to ask yourself, what are you investigating.
Well, Russian interference. I mean,
no, and I think that both the House and the Senate have looked at it. You know as well as I do that the intelligence community has looked at it as well. There's a big difference. I think that Russia's involvement in activity has been investigated up and down. So the question becomes, at some point, if there's nothing to further investigate, what are you asking people to investigate? I mean, Chairman Nunes spoke very clearly today when asked over and over and over again about all of this and said that he has seen nothing that leads him to believe that there's there. The president has spoken forcefully time and time again that he has no interest in Russia. He hasn't talked to people in Russia in years. And yet you keep asking, and I say you collectively, to try to find something that seemingly at least the reporting that I'm seeing in you know different organizations suggests that there's nothing new that's being reported. It's the same stuff over and over again that we've heard for literally 6 months. And so the question becomes at some point, what do you need to further investigate if there is nothing that has come out?
That's a pretty strong statement right. by Spicer, yeah.
But Russians, that's what we need to investigate, Russia. That's what it is. It's the ties. It's Russia. Because Trump is a communist, I guess. All right. We'll get more of your calls coming up. 888-630-9625. I am Mary Walter here with Brian Wilson. It is 5:15. It is time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning, and time to give you good news as well. 270 between Frederick and the Beltway off to a good start, as is Maryland 95, 29, BW Parkway heading down to the Beltway. So we like this. Beltway, Maryland, and Virginia quiet. Virginia also for 95. Not seeing much of any backups here coming out of Stafford and up through to the Beltway. Had a minor crash near 123 that was over to the shoulder. In fact, only one car left, so it's not causing any delays, but just a caution as you head through there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
And today, look for partly cloudy skies this morning. We're going to have increasing clouds, periods of showers this afternoon, thunder possible with a high of 69. Tonight, periods of rain, thunder possible again, low about 60. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms to start your day. Windy during the afternoon, thunderstorms likely. A few storms may be severe tomorrow with a high of 78. It is currently 50 degrees in the nation's capital.
Attention diabetics, with insurance you may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call 800-808-5181, 800-808-5181.
It is 5:17. I am Mary Walter with Brian Wilson, and we are talking about whether there should be a special prosecutor to investigate Trump's dealings with Russia. That's what they want. That's what the left wants. They want a special prosecutor because that they know that there is something there. But yet we're finding out that there are questions being asked. There are people looking into this, and we're being told that there's nothing there. So what do you investigate if there's nothing there? Or do you do it just to shut the Democrats up and give them their special prosecutor? Let's quickly go to Andrew in Chantilly. Andrew, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Mary. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Andrew.
Hi.
Hi. Good morning. Morning, Mary. Morning, Brian. You know, rather than waste time on a special prosecutor looking for things that don't exist, why doesn't the Senate get off their collective rear ends and get the rest of the cabinet secretaries confirmed?
Yeah. It is very frustrating. Part of some of the leaks I think that are coming out, and you know, and it's been very detrimental to this administration, the number of leaks that have come out. I don't think they're coming from the Trump people. I think they're coming from people who work for the Obama administration who are still in some of these agencies mm-hmm. and who have access to this kind of information. They're all still out there. They're all still networked. They're still talking among themselves, and they're leaking. And you know, part of the thing is you can't really start making changes in some of these agencies until you get your own person in there.
Right.
So, you know, that's part of the Democrats'
strategy
yeah. here is to drag this out so they have more time to keep the Obama people in place and to burrow in. And it's dirty pool. It really is.
But it's working. So you got to give them credit where credit is due. It's working, Andrew. Thank you so much for the call. Matthew in Broad Run, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Mary. Good morning, Matthew.
Good morning. We definitely need a
Matthew, we're losing you. You're in a bad cell. So let's go to Andrew in Fairfax. Andrew, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. How are you, Andrew?
Good morning. Let's make a deal. If you want to investigate, have a special prosecutor to investigate Trump's involvement in Russia, let's have a special investigator to investigate Hillary Clinton's emails and Benghazi.
Yeah, now look, if there was any evidence of it was in those two stories. And we could not get Democrats to budge at all.
I like that. And Trump's great at making deals.
He's the art of the deal. See if we can make that happen.
Yeah.
This is why I don't think ultimately Republicans should budge. Because what happened when you had something that really did look as if there was some there to it? There was a lot of evidence of cover-up, of lying to the American people, sending people out to make statements that we know on their face were not true. It was about Benghazi, for example.
Exactly.
Now, just put aside the email thing, which is a whole different...
No, it was a video.
Yeah, that's right. But just put aside the email thing for a while. Just Benghazi was enough for a special prosecutor. Then the email thing comes out, and there was definitely enough information there to ask the question, were national secrets compromised? Was our intelligence community compromised by this unprotected server? But yet, we couldn't get Democrats to budge at all on that. And I simply say, if that's the case, if you're not going to investigate that, then, you know, when you come to us and you start crying about the thing you think is wrong, I just want to tell you to shut up.
Right.
Just shut up.
Yeah.
And tell us why you wouldn't go for an investigation into something that had national security ramifications. Very clearly, anybody could look at that and find that there were national security
Republicans are holding the ball. It depends on what they want to do with it. And I hope they play the ball properly. Matthew in Broad Run is back. Let's see if he's in a better cell. Matthew, welcome to Mornings on the Mall. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good, yay. Better cell.
Yay.
Go ahead.
They definitely need a special prosecutor.
Really?
And
okay.
They need to look at is the involvement throughout the whole election. The Democrats' collusion with CNN and them to deprive the Bernie supporters their constitutional rights. To who ordered the Department of Homeland Security to hack or try to hack into state election systems. To George Soros' software that every time you pressed Donald Trump, it kept switching over to Hillary. And of course, then we need to look at, you know, who's leaking all this info on the Russians, who's coming up with this. And so, we definitely need a special prosecutor. We need to get to the bottom of it. And we need to put those who are behind all this in jail.
I love
it. Thank you.
I love it, Matthew. Brilliant. I'm so glad you called back, because when he said we need a special prosecutor, I was like, really?
Really?
Really? We need a special prosecutor? All right, let's go to bed. You see what he has to say. All right, we've got more of your calls coming up at 888-630-9625. Also, traffic and weather coming up. I'm Mary Walter with Brian Wilson, and you are listening to Mornings on the Mall.
Are you a stressed out landlord? Don't you have something better to do than manage tenants, toilets, and trash? Hey, it's Larry O'Connor for Renter's Warehouse right here in DC. Whether you own one or 100 properties, it's time to retire from landlording in 2017. Outsource those headaches to the pros at Renter's Warehouse instead. These pros help entrepreneurs and investors get the best returns on their properties by placing high-quality tenants fast at the highest rents in just a few weeks on average. Plus, they warranty renters for free up to 9 months. Renter's Warehouse charges no upfront fees, and you can cancel anytime. They're going to give you hours of your life back in the form of rent collection, inspections, maintenance coordination, legal paperwork, and more, all for one low flat fee of $99 a month. So let it go this year. Hand over your landlord badge to Renter's Warehouse and take a vacation. Learn more at renterswarehouse.com or call 202-625-4370 to speak to a rent estate advisor today. 202-625-4370, Renter's Warehouse, the professional landlords of rent estate.
To be fearless is not a gift. It's not a given. Fearless is a choice. One that's yours to make. Will you be bold? Will you be brave? You can. Because you have the power of a card that opens doors in all 50 states. The one trusted for more than 75 years. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
Be honest. Last time you saw your parents, were you afraid they might fall? If they do fall, do you think they could cope without help? If you're shaking your head, this message could save their life. We're Bay Alarm Medical, the number one rated help on demand service for seniors. We want to give you important safety information for free to help keep your parents safe at home. Simply call 1-800-600-1252. Bay Alarm Medical's alert service gives seniors instant access to the help they need at a touch of a button, 24/7, contacting family, friends, neighbors, or 911 services if needed without false alarms. Today's life-saving free information contains crucial tips we've learned keeping seniors safe for over 70 years. This free information can help prevent falls and make day-to-day life safer at home. For this important free information, plus a free quote on America's number one medical alert service, call 1-800-600-1252. That's 1-800-600-1252.
And now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives is 525, and we have Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Good morning, Jamie.
And good morning. It is crossing the Woodrow Wilson Bridge right now, American Legion Bridge, and in fact, the entire Beltway without any incidents, and looks like it's up at speed, not over speed, but up at speed, 66. Just a little bit of volume starting to form in Centerville. As you pass Nutley Street, it looks like we had, maybe a police stop trying to get over to the left shoulder. No problems inside the Beltway through Falls Church, Rosalind. Good across the 14th Street Bridge onto the Southeast Southwest Freeway into Northwest D.C. Still some police department activity from an overnight incident on North Capitol Street, just north of New York Avenue, which is still closed. So do watch for the detour set up through there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Showers on the move, most likely getting here for the commute home this afternoon. Some showers becoming possible, maybe a thunderstorm, and warmer with a high close to 70 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in the nation's capital, it is 50 degrees.
But as of right now, I don't have any evidence that would of any phone calls. It doesn't mean they don't exist, but I don't have that. And what I've been told is by many folks is that there's nothing there.
That was House Intelligence Committee Chair Devin Nunes saying that there is no signs of wrongdoing with the Trump administration and Russia. There is nothing to investigate. But should we have a special prosecutor just to make the Democrats happy?
Isn't it interesting that you have the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee come out and makes a pretty definitive statement saying that I've asked and I'm not getting any information that anything is wrong, and that gets zero coverage. And yet somebody, you know, wants to have an investigation, and that's all the mainstream media cover.
Yeah, let's get a quick call in here. Chip in Manassas, welcome. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Good morning.
Hey, morning, folks. Mary, you said that you think it'd be a good idea if you allow the investigation to go on so that it's a distraction for the left to help Trump fulfill his agenda.
Right.
I don't think that's going to occur. Even if the politicians on the left are distracted, you still have their base that are going to continue to get in the way and interfere and bring up any other manufactured material they can. Most of what Trump wants to do can be done constitutionally. And when it cannot be done and we realize that the left is the problem, I refer to Jefferson's Tree of Liberty quotes. And I think Trump knows that his supporters also would refer to such a quote.
Interesting. Chip, thank you so much for the call. It is 528 on WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor from my friends at Zero Res, the company that's revolutionized the way carpets and rugs are cleaned. I use them at my house, and I highly recommend you do too. Here's what's cool about Zero Res. Their name, Zero Res, it means zero residue because they leave behind no residue. They've patented a process that cleans without any chemicals. It means your clean carpets will be safe for you, your kids, and your pets. In fact, their process helps your rugs stay cleaner longer and won't stiffen the fabric the way others do. A Zero Res clean will remove all stains, odors, and traffic patterns. Your carpets will look brand new again, trust me. Zero Res also can use their system to deep clean oriental rugs, wood, and tile floors, and even upholstery. Listen, I've got a great offer for WMAL listeners. Book right now. You'll get 3 rooms of carpet clean for just $147, plus you'll get a hallway clean for free. Call them, 703-382-1221. 703-382-1221 or online at ZeroResDC.com. Zero Res, forward or backwards, it's spelled the same, Z-E-R-O-R-E-Z.
Fellington Elder Law and Estate Planning Centers was a big help.
We learned Medicare wouldn't cover my mom's $14,000 a month nursing home bill. Her savings was at risk. Then we met with Mindy Fellington, and she was able to help us get Medicaid to pay the bills. $14,000 a month. It was a huge relief.
Hi, this is attorney Mindy Fellington with Fellington Elder Law and Estate Planning Centers. With my knowledge and familiarity with these situations, I was able to help them get their mom's nursing home bill paid by Medicaid and help them keep their hard-earned money. And I can do the same for you. Chances are excellent that we can help you or your loved one become qualified for Medicaid and help you protect your savings. We can craft a plan to help keep your assets in your family. Call us today for help understanding the issues surrounding Medicaid eligibility. Our number is 301-610-0055, 301-610-0055, or find us online at fellingtonlaw.com.
And coming up on WMAL, if money were no object, would you buy a seat on a space shuttle just to go around the moon? And a Texas voter ID update for you. It looks like the DOJ is dropping their opposition to Texas voter ID law. Coming up on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. President Trump today will be putting the polish on his first speech to a joint session of Congress tonight.
Renewal of the American spirit, an optimistic vision for all Americans. That will be the theme of the president's speech. Meanwhile, the White House is signaling that President Trump is sharpening his budget axe to make major cuts to non-defense spending here in Washington. Only the Pentagon appears to be spared in the Trump administration's budget plans.
Correspondent Jim Acosta, you can hear the president's speech live tonight at 9 right here on WMAL. If it gets as warm today as forecasters say it will, experts with the National Weather Service say it'll give Washington its warmest February ever. It's likely to be close to 60 degrees for a high today. The Maryland Senate has rejected a bill that would have allowed high school students to opt out of animal dissections. Frederick County Senator Ron Young argued that animal dissections are no longer necessary. He says alternative methods are better and cheaper. But Montgomery County Senator Nancy King says local school boards can address the issue better than state lawmakers can. The Montgomery County Council President says Pepco has broken a promise to achieve better reliability. Roger Berliner is not happy with Exelon Pepco, whose merger was predicated on increased reliability.
This was the linchpin of the deal. So for them to fail to meet it, it seems to me there ought to be consequences. Otherwise, you make a mockery of what you've set up.
Berliner has now written to the Maryland Public Service Commission asking them to take some kind of action. A Northern Virginia man is accused of biting another man's face after making anti-Muslim slurs in a mall parking lot. Fairfax County Police arrested 35-year-old Robin McGreer yesterday in connection with that attack last November. He's been charged with bias-related malicious bodily injury. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,837, the NASDAQ at 5862. Sports, two college basketball upsets. Number 23, Virginia beats number 4 and number 5, North Carolina. And unranked Virginia Tech beats number 25, Miami. Howard also wins. NBA, the Wizards host Golden State tonight. NHL, the Caps tangle with the Rangers. Exhibition baseball, the Nats and O's both lose. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
In life, who do you trust more? The people who tell you what you want to hear or the people who tell you what you need to hear? At Financial Engines, we believe the same is true for financial advisors. Who would you trust more? The one who tells you what you want to hear? Hey, don't worry about retirement. It'll all work out. Or what you need to hear? If you don't have a plan, you might be planning to fail. At Financial Engines, we believe that everyone deserves to achieve their financial goals. And now that the mutual fund store and Financial Engines have joined forces, our advisors are more equipped than ever to help you create a comprehensive financial plan for your future. Right now, for a limited time, get a free portfolio review from an experienced local advisor when you visit financialengines.com or call today.
This is Ken Greer of Financial Engines in the D.C. area. Let's talk about the financial goals that are important to you, and together we'll develop a plan to help make them happen. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit financialengines.com.
Hey, it's Larry, and I'm doing what most people on this planet have a really tough time doing. I'm losing weight and getting healthy. I've lost 23 pounds, not because I'm special, but because I have help. I'm 23 pounds lighter because of EMP 180 and my New Year's resolution. Now, anytime is a good time for a resolution to invest in yourself, right? So why not now? This past week, 4 pounds gone. The week before, I gained a pound of precious muscle. And my point is, if I was doing this on my own with no professional help, do you think I would have been hung up with the 1 pound added? With EMP, it's a journey that's mapped out for me, so you won't get hung up on the scale. The results are a byproduct of the healthy plan, and the overall success is, well, intoxicating. Each week moves you in the right direction towards that prize, the goal. Absolutely the best plan I've ever done. EMP 180 Weight Loss. EMP180weightloss.com. EMP180weightloss.com. Or call 703-992-0620. 703-992-0620 to schedule your consultation today.
At David Vigilone's house, family time usually centers around sharing stories.
Unfortunately, in our family, those stories include prostate cancer.
Three of David's uncles had prostate cancer, so when he was diagnosed, he didn't waste time. David turned to the physicians at MedStar Georgetown University Hospital to discuss his options.
I didn't want surgery because I work and I'm active. CyberKnife was the answer.
CyberKnife targets tumors with pinpoint accuracy, with minimal impact on surrounding healthy tissue or organs. Treatment is complete in only 5 visits versus the 40 visits you need with traditional radiation.
5 treatments, and I never missed a day of work.
The 5 treatments allowed David to continue with his active lifestyle.
At 68, I still work out, play golf, and travel with my family. CyberKnife made it possible.
Learn more about CyberKnife. Call 855-218-6642 or visit MedStarGeorgetown.org/prostate.
535 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Relatively quiet start here. We'll start inside the Beltway 50 in the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. If you're heading to DC 295, good. Nice and quiet. New York Avenue, all lanes open as you pass Bladensburg Road and pushing up toward the 3rd Street Tunnel. Just north, though, of New York Avenue. Still some police department activity from an overnight shooting. We have North Capitol Street closed just north of New York Avenue. So if you're coming southbound, the exit ramp onto New York Avenue, that still remains blocked. You won't be able to access New York Avenue through there. On to Virginia, 66 in toward Centerville. A little bit of volume. Again, as you approach the 123 Nutley Street area earlier, minor incident quickly cleared. North on 95, just some of that normal volume in Aquia and Dale City starting to form. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today we'll just get a few showers, a thunder shower, 70 degrees. Overnight tonight, some rain and thunder, early 60. Tomorrow, thunderstorms becoming likely, especially in the afternoon. Some strong or severe storms and very warm, 78. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 45 in Burke, 41 in Rockville, 49 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
Good morning. It is 537 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk on this Fat Tuesday morning. Coming up on the morning show at 635, James Carafano will be joining us from the Heritage Foundation to discuss Trump's proposed defense spending. At 705, Roger Stone will give us a preview of Trump's speech tonight. 735, Nani Darwish will be joining us to give us an update on Islam. And at 835, Larry Kudlow, we love Larry, he will be here to talk to us about Trump's speech tonight as well. And also Trump's proposed budget. I'm Mary Walter in alongside Brian Wilson. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning to you, Mary. Okay, here's a question for you. If money were not an object, would you be willing to get in a space capsule and fly around the moon?
Nope.
Hold on. I was asking them.
No, I'm just telling you right now. No.
1-888-630-9625. 1-888-630-WMAL. Yesterday, Elon Musk, who owns SpaceX and also Tesla and all that, he owns SpaceX, and he let it be known that sometime late next year, they're going to use his Dragon capsule and his heavy lift Falcon rockets to send two people on a mission around the moon. And these are going to be paying passengers. Some call them tourists. He says we're not going to release the names just yet. But I want you to know that these are not celebrities, but they are paying part of the way out of their own pockets. So here's the... apparently, by the way, this caught NASA by surprise. NASA was not aware of this plan until...
what is he building it in his bag? Bob's rocket in his backyard.
Really what it is we have this private public partnership between NASA and several of these companies, including SpaceX.
Don't you think they should talk to each other if they're going to be partners?
Well, yeah, I think so. But apparently, this was a surprise, I'm told, to NASA. But here's the question, really, honestly, the question, if you had the opportunity.
And money's no object.
And money is no object. Would you want to fly around the moon?
Fly me to the moon.
Yeah.
Let me play.
You're such a little dork.
Among the stars.
Here's the answer, as far as I'm concerned. Absolutely, unequivocally, yes. I would go.
Because I'm shocked to hear you say that.
It's one of the great adventures left for mankind, you know, space exploration. And, you know, I would actually rather go on a mission where they're going to land on the moon, but that's not foreseen anytime soon. But just to go and make the trip, like they did on Apollo 10, for example, where you go almost down to the moon, but you're going around it.
Okay.
It would be a long elliptical flight. You'd do several orbits around the moon. Yeah. To be able to say that I was one of the few people who had gone to the moon, you bet.
First of all, you don't like people. Secondly, you have zero patience. Those two combined with space travel is just going to be a disaster. They will make a special trip back to drop you off.
That might be true.
They will shove you out with a parachute.
I do like people, and I don't mind being patient if there's a reason for it. I don't like having my time wasted. That's a different thing.
So you're only...
So it's not a waste if you're going somewhere.
What do you mean we're not taking off because of the weather? What do you mean?
Yeah. Well, anyway, what do you think about it? The phone lines are open. 888-630-9625. 1-888-630-WMAL. Sean in Woodbridge, start us off. Would you go to the moon? You're up next.
You know, I love astronomy. This is a great opportunity. I will go so long as Elon Musk goes first, because I'm not going to be his guinea pig to make sure everything works out all right.
Well, you know, it could be that Elon Musk is one of the paying customers. He has not said that, and I get the impression it is not him. But, I mean, if I were in charge of SpaceX, and I had developed all this technology, and I had gazillions of dollars, I'd go. I'd use my technology to go to the moon, but apparently we don't think it's Elon Musk, as far as we can tell. But yeah, that's right. You test it and let me know how it goes.
Exactly.
That's right.
No way. And whilst that's a claustrophobe's nightmare, they would shut that door and there would be claw marks on it for me, because they're breathing my air.
Yeah, right. Well, we do that here in the studio too. Keith in Winchester. Not that you don't get upset. Keith in Winchester, you're on with Brian and Mary. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Brian. Good morning, Mary. Well, not just yes, but oh, hell yes.
Really?
I mean, I used to fly in the Air Force, but I actually applied for military astronaut status. I didn't make the cut. But, I mean, hey, I would have done this 40 years ago. I'll do it 20 years from now. I don't care. I'll go.
Wow. I wonder if this is more of a guy thing. I have no desire to do it, but B, I'm wildly claustrophobic.
Yeah, apparently, the way this is designed, you will actually, if you take this trip, you will actually come back with some actual space records. They're saying they're going to travel further, because apparently it's a long elliptical orbit around the moon, not just a quick circle.
Okay.
And so you're going to be going further out into deep space than any human being has ever gone before. And when you re-enter, you will be traveling faster than any human being has gone before. That record is currently held by Gene Cernan, who recently passed away. He came in on his re-entry at the highest rate of speed ever recorded by mankind. So you would actually be breaking some records. It wouldn't be just a trip out there. You'd be also testing this wonderful technology that is going to be used, we hope, one day to take us to Mars. So,
well, you personally aren't going to be testing the technology. You're basically along for the ride.
Well, that's true, and that's one of the things that's interesting about this, is that this whole system is so automatic that really you are just sort of along for the ride. I'm certain there are things you have to do, but you are really there sort of as a passenger, because all of this capsule is going to be used to take people back and forth ultimately to the International Space Station, and that's all done on autopilot.
Wow. Yeah,
no human involvement at all, unless something goes horribly wrong. I think it's interesting, and it is certainly in the world of space news, it's about the biggest news we've had in a long time, that man is going back at least to circle the moon sometime next year. 543 on WMAL.
Are you considering replacing your heating and air conditioning system this winter? Now is the perfect time with ARS Rescue Router. For a limited time, ARS is giving away 80% gas furnaces absolutely free with the purchase of select air conditioning systems. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. At a meeting of the White House Principals Committee yesterday, Defense Secretary Jim Mattis presented a preliminary version of the Pentagon's new plan to rapidly defeat ISIS. The plan draws upon all elements of national power, diplomatic, financial, cyber, and intelligence. President Trump requested the plan in a January 28th presidential memorandum. Get the full story at WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for Coney Island hot dogs, for airplanes and air conditioners, for coming up with sunglasses, cruise control, and Route 66. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
Hi, it's Jamie Witten, and while you may know me as the traffic reporter from WMAL, did you also know that, like some of you, I too was looking for a new caring dentist? Thankfully, I found the dream team at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. Their personalized care and attention to detail was something I had never experienced from any dental office. There is absolutely no judgment in their office, even if it's been years or decades from your last visit. They have created a compassionate, warm, and welcoming environment for even the most fearful patients. It's really life-changing. If you're interested in sedation dentistry or are finally looking to settle into an entirely different kind of dental care like I was, call Rocky at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434. Or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com, Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. Sleep, dream, smile.
It is 5:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
On 270 out of Frederick this morning, down toward the Monocacy, Urbana, and 109. Here we go with just some of that heavy volume starting to form. Pretty normal stretch, and then beyond, wide open. Have nothing reported. Maryland 95 between the Baltimore Beltway and our Beltway. Looking good topside through Silver Spring. Nice to get started off without any incidents or problems there. Up to the Wilson Bridge, whether you're coming out of Virginia or Maryland, crossing the bridge and approaching without any backups. A little bit of volume, Virginia 95 as you head toward Aquia. Again, Dale City toward the Occoquan. Again, just starting to fill in some of that stop and go. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
February goes out quietly, but a little noise coming in as we get into March. Severe weather is possible by tomorrow afternoon under a slight risk for severe storms in the second part of tomorrow into tomorrow evening. Showers today, this afternoon, maybe a thunder shower near 70 degrees. A little rain early tonight, maybe a thunderstorm 60. And scattered showers and thunderstorms tomorrow, especially in the afternoon. Some storms severe, 78 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, it is 50 degrees in your traffic and weather brought to you by Napa Auto Parts.
With quality parts and more than 90 years of experience, Napa Auto Parts can help you keep just about anything on the road. So stop by your local Napa store and keep it running longer, stronger, with Napa know-how.
547 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. You're listening to your mornings from the Hall with Brian Wilson and Mary Walter. And yesterday, you may remember, we had the Attorney General of the state of Texas here on the show.
Yes.
And I asked him a question about his attempt to defend his voter ID laws. And here's what he said.
So we're involved in litigation right now. We're at the district court level. But look, our voter ID was fairly reasonable. I mean, we had 7 forms of ID. If you couldn't afford to pay for it, we'll basically give it to you.
Right.
And all we're asking, our focus is on preventing fraud. And so That litigation.
Well, hold on. I keep hearing there is no fraud.
Well, I can tell you, we're prosecuting fraud in Texas. So we just, we just had a woman that was voting. She just got 8 years in prison for basically voting in numerous elections. She wasn't a citizen, and we caught her. So
wow,
it's very difficult to catch people because in a lot of these counties, you know, they won't help us. And so it's an important issue for us as far as voter integrity and making sure that our elections are fair and free.
So yeah, and that was yesterday. Ken Paxton, mm-hmm. Attorney General of Texas, talking about his voter ID law and how they were trying to defend it. I don't know whether people were listening to the show or whether Ken Paxton then had meetings that followed on as he went around town yesterday. But about 2 hours after the show, it was announced that the Justice Department is no longer challenging the voter ID law in the state of Texas.
Yay!
Now, this is
That's great news.
It is great news. And what it says is, number one, this is an important point. When you have an election, there are consequences, and things start to happen. This was low-hanging fruit. If you believe that there is voter fraud out there and that we ought to have, you know, some reasonable precautions in place to make sure that when people go to the polls and vote that they are who they say they are, then you want to support this bill. The Obama administration was very much against this voter ID law. The Trump administration now is not. So here's a quick victory for those of us who believe that voter ID laws should be in place, and a great victory for the state of Texas, as the Trump people say, yeah, no, we don't really think that way. We don't agree with the previous administration. A huge thing.
It's, and I wonder if you're going to start to see other states now follow suit. I believe it was North Carolina also had a voter ID. It was either North or South Carolina. I want to say North Carolina had a voter ID law as well that was also challenged by the federal government and also shut down. So I wonder if you're going to start to see other states now say, hey, you know what? Yeah, we're going to start to have enact voter ID laws as well. And the thing about Texas is they're like, what Texas does is they say, if you don't have an ID, we will get you an ID. We will assist you in getting you an ID. And I have to think that the number of people who don't have IDs, I think it's a a specious argument saying that they don't have IDs. I think very few people fall into that category. I think most people do have some form of ID that is necessary, because look at the number of things, you have this argument all the time, the number of things we use ID for on a daily basis. You want to rent an apartment, you need an ID. You want to get a hotel room, you need an ID. A medical procedure. You know, people who have medical procedures have to present an ID at the doctor's office when you first with your insurance card. So you present an ID every day, depending on what you do. But most people present an ID at least several times a month. So to say that there's this huge number of people who don't have IDs, I think is false, number one. And I also think when they say, oh, well, it's minority communities, that's the whole soft racism thing, to say that people in minority communities are just incapable of having an ID. They don't live the way everybody else does, you know, because they're minorities, so they don't have IDs. That's absolutely racist. That's a terrible thing to say.
I couldn't agree with you more, and longtime listeners of this program will know that this has been something that we care about very deeply. I just think this is, it's not really clear what the ultimate outcome of this. Apparently goes back to a court case this week in Texas. And so this new development will then be, you know, figured into the case, and maybe the case will be dismissed. It'll be interesting to see in the days ahead.
It is.
551 on WMAL. Here's El Rushbo.
My friends, the picture looks grim for the big film studios. The Wall Street Journal says this year's Oscars took place during one of the gloomiest times for the movie industry in recent memory. Paramount lost almost $500 million last year. Sony wrote off almost $1 billion. None of the movies up for Best Picture made $100 million. That's considered the break-even point for major movies. According to a survey by The Hollywood Reporter, 60% of you could not name a single movie nominated for Best Picture. Now, the Journal lists some reasons for all this. One, fewer people go to the movies because of Netflix, HBO, and other ways of watching. Two, lack of originality. Most big studio movies are based on comic books, best-selling novels, or old franchises like Star Wars. And three, big stars, sky-high pay is hurting the bottom line. Now, these explanations make sense as far as they go. But the Journal leaves out a big reason that big movie is laying an egg, and that's politics. The endless tirades from hardcore liberal actors have turned off millions of their former customers. Hollywood is totally disconnected disconnected from much of its audience. And with so many stars suffering Trump derangement syndrome, that's not going to get better anytime soon. Liberalism is why so many Americans think that Hollywood values just aren't worth paying to see. Who wants to be insulted and slapped in the face? Three straight hours.
In service to humanity.
Rush, noon to three. Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL.
This is going to sound like a horror story, but for some people, it's a reality. Imagine, you head to the mailbox after doing your taxes. You reach in, you think you're going to get your tax refund, only to find that somebody's already filed and gotten your return. Identity thieves can use your personal information to file for your refund or commit other forms of ID theft. Now, last year, the IRS identified approximately $4.1 billion in suspected tax refund fraud due to ID theft. Now, thankfully, there's LifeLock. With LifeLock, you have access to a team of U.S.-based specialists who know the steps to take to fix identity issues, whether it happens during tax season or any other time. Of course, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but nobody is better than LifeLock. Join now, 10% off by using promo code RUSH. Call 800-440-4833 or go to LifeLock.com. Use promo code RUSH and save 10%.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-300-5633. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-300-5633. 1-800-300-5633.
It is 5:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, around the Beltway, I love it. We're off to a good start. Maryland and Virginia crossing the Legion Bridge and Wilson Bridge. No backups there. 270 southbound as you come out of the Frederick area. So many of us make that trip every morning. So early volume as expected here through Urbana and down past the exit for 109. Then traffic is released. Volume pressure not with us through Gaithersburg and Rockville. That looks good. Now 66, same story. We have the volume heading out of Manassas toward Centerville. A little bit sluggish through Falls Church eastbound inside the Beltway. And heading into Northwest DC southbound, North Capitol Street. The ramp that would take you onto New York Avenue from the service roadway still closed with police department activity. New York Avenue, all of your travel lanes are open. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Showers on the move, most likely getting here for the commute home this afternoon. Some showers becoming possible, maybe a thunderstorm, and warmer with a high close to 70 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, it is 50 degrees on WMAL.
I'm very fired up.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
This is crazy.
Washington's Mall.
They're nuts.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
The winter is here, and the dirt and grime can be tough on your rugs and carpets. So here's a tip from Joe Hadid. Ask the right questions when you're choosing the company to clean your rugs. Do they clean your rugs in their own facility? Do they hand wash each and every rug? Do they offer stain removal and color restoration? Can you tour the facility where your rugs are going to be cleaned? If you can't answer yes to all these questions, then you need to call Joe Hadid.
For all your Oriental rug cleaning needs, just one call to Joe Hadid.
Joe Hadid has created a new pricing structure, so now everyone can take advantage of the Hadid quality and service. Right now, get 20% off any in-plant rug cleaning. Free pickup and delivery includes moving your furniture, rolling and relaying your rugs, and putting them back exactly where you want them. Minimum purchase is required. For details, go to JoeHadid.com. That's JoeHadid.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt.
But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting ENERGY to 321321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting ENERGY to 321321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text ENERGY to 321321.
American homeowners have seen an average of an almost 15% increase in their home equity since 2004. Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and this store of opportunity has created over $4.2 trillion in tappable home equity. What this means for you is that if you've tried to refinance to remove PMI or are looking to cash out some of your home's equity, the time to act is now. Fannie Mae guidelines have changed this year to allow you to take more cash out of your home than in the past. With interest rates hovering at near record lows, but expectations of rising this year, you can't afford to wait. We'll meet or beat any advertised special on this very station. Call one of our local, licensed, and ethical loan officers today before this door closes for good. Our phone number is 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
It is 5:59 on WMAL. Coming up, James Carafano from the Heritage Foundation will be joining us to talk about the defense spending that Trump is proposing.
And are you ready to give up your biometric data, your retina scans and fingerprints and all manner of facial recognition just so you can get on a plane and travel overseas? It's all coming up right here on
Brand New Luxury Apartments. If you're in the market, listen, Brand New Luxury Apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.